Today, Jean Flood from the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners.
I want to tell you a little bit about National Drug Facts Week, which is happening this week. As part of that program, we wanted to think about our middle schoolers and the decisions that they have to make regarding drugs, both in terms of looking at over-the-counter medications and being able to avoid any prescription misuse and abuse as they move through the rest of the middle school and into the high school. So with that in mind, we went into the fifth and sixth grade classes and had an opportunity to help them learn how to read drug labels, which can be a very confusing thing because it's lots of big words that are hard to understand. But we went with the fact that there are basically three things that they can consider whether they are looking at prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs. Those three key words are use, warnings, and directions. And we had an opportunity to have every fifth and sixth grader actually handle a box of over-the-counter medication. And we went through and talked about what is the medication used for? How do you identify if you should take it? Should you take it if it's expired? And where do you find that information on the label? The big part of that is warnings, and they could see that that was the biggest part of any label. So we did quite a bit of discussing on what kinds of warnings would maybe help lead you to believe that this was not a safe medication to take. And then the last thing was directions. They had to figure out how much they could take of that particular drug that they had in front of them, when the next dose was, when they needed to call the doctor. So I think it was a pretty good activity. And the thing that we also used and impressed upon them was the fact that you can use those three words anytime somebody is offering you drugs. And so if you think about the use, well, is that a use that would work for me? What are the warnings that I should be concerned about? Is this a safe drug to take? Is it not a safe drug to take? And what are the directions? And one of the key things that we wanted for them to take away was that prescription drugs are only ever intended for the persons whose name is on that bottle. So if they were ever offered prescription drugs, they should say no, and whichever manner or way they can do it, no is the answer, because they don't know what the use, what the warnings, and the directions are.
And we have some of those students here with us today. So what did you learn from this class?
I learned that we shouldn't take drugs from anyone, or, well, especially prescription drugs, because we don't know what the uses, warnings, or directions are.
Well, I learned about the uses, directions, and warnings, and how to read the drug label.
I learned that you always have to be a certain age to take as many, because if you take too many for a certain age, you might be hurting.
And I learned that you have to check the label to see how much you take and when you take it.
Well, a couple of other things that are going to be happening this week are occurring both in Rib Lake and Gilman. The Medford High School is going to be doing some announcements and running some commercials on prescription drug misuse and abuse. The Rib Lake system is also planning to work with a class in the high school about busting the myths about drugs and presenting what drugs can do within your body in the middle school. And Gilman is in the process of developing their plan for the week.
Our thanks to the middle school students who joined us today and to Jean Flood from the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners.